Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So it'd feel nuts to me if Daniels played in week 13 against the Broncos in a showdown with fellow second-year first-round pick Bo Nix. But by them not putting him on IR, I guess it is a possibility still. Toby, you just flashed something to me that Khalil Mack suffered a serious elbow dislocation as well, but avoided ligament damage, and we now know what his timeline looks like.
Yeah, so he hurt his elbow in week 2, and he was back by week 7. Now, he was placed on injured reserve, so he had to miss the 4 games, but it looked bad, everything that you saw with Jaden. You remember some of the talk, up like, oh my gosh.
His season's over.
Yeah, and he was able to come back in just missing 4 games. So, potentially, Jaden could come back in that sort of time frame as well.
And that timeline here would be 3 games and a bye, which gets you to week 13 and to Miami, which is, again, that's wild to me. Based on everything that we were thinking.
I just can't believe it.
It's staggering.
I can't believe it.
Here's something else I can't believe, though. And every now and then, like, we used to do a segment and maybe we could bring it back. Am I on crazy pills, I think we called it. And I cannot understand why I seem to be saying something that is so divisive or polarizing or creating vitriol. I think I'm saying the sky is blue. I think I'm saying soda's delicious. And apparently I'm not. I'm going to tell you exactly what I tweeted that led to a bunch of blowback here because I want to be specific about it. I said, after the news came out on Jaden Daniels, if the Jaden Daniels timeline is expedited, as it seems it will be, he's going to be able to make several more starts this season. That's huge. I never understood the argument that he shouldn't be brought back at the end of the year anyway. Of course he should be. Young players need to play football. He needs to get the time on the grass. He's missed valuable practices and games this year. When he's healthy, he should be playing. Now, in this hypothetical that I'm about to reference where Jaden Daniels comes back and plays, the obvious point is that he is healthy. You don't rush him back. You don't get him back at 90 or 79%. This is not a... if we had a playoff game this weekend, he could go, but we're going to hold him out because he's not quite right. No. What I'm saying is, if Jaden Daniels is a healthy quarterback on your roster, as soon as that happens and you've got games left, Jaden Daniels should be playing football. Now, if it's the last week of the year, if it's week 18, game 17, and that's when he gets healthy and you've got 3 linemen out and no receivers because McLaurin has now, you know, already packed his bags for wherever because he's still hurt and Debo Samuel's not playing. I'm not a crazy person. I could have that conversation. But what I'm looking at is the possibility where he could actually get 5-6 games or, you know, 4 games or something like that in. And yes, let's say mathematically you're next to eliminated or you're not going to make the playoffs. That has no bearing over his recovery to me at all. This is a second-year player who needs games. He needs, I'll quote his offensive coordinator, time on task. Who needs time on the grass? Who needs reps? Are you a young player? Are you a young player at the hardest position in sports? You know how you get better? You play. And everyone's like, you got to protect him. They can't protect him in pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Protection. None of his injuries have happened in the pocket because they can't protect him in the passing game. Their offensive line's completely healthy and intact right now, all five of their projected starters. I don't know what I'm saying that is incendiary, but people think it's the craziest thing I've ever said, that a healthy Jaden Daniels should return as soon as possible.
So I'll do my best. Okay? Keep in mind I'm doing my best.
Do you agree with that point?
Which one? That he should play when he can?
If he's healthy, yeah. He should, like, at no point should they sit Daniels this year while healthy to redshirt him for September. I don't understand that.
If, like, Brady of a few years ago was coming back from something catastrophic for a team that was going nowhere, I'd go, yeah, you could sit him. What's the point? Right? And now he'd probably want to play, and sort of that's that. But, you know, an old veteran quarterback that's, you know, doesn't have this track record, I could have a conversation that it's actually more enlightened for people to say, hey, let's hold off and not rush him back and not have him play.
I wonder if there's even a precedent, though.
There isn't.
Of a fully healthy starting quarterback, franchise QB, second contract guy, star quarterback type player, getting back to health and his team kind of going, well, we have a bad record, so let's just wait till the next season. What? I don't even understand that.
It's not done, but I think that somebody would be an innovator to sort of do that and say, this is pointless. I'm not going to risk anything. We'll get a better draft pick. We know he's our guy. But no one will make – that's just not the culture of football. To me, the best argument is they can't protect him. He's running around because he's not protected. And whether it's his fault, the Lions' fault, the play design's fault, whatever, he wasn't hurt on a play in the backfield. He was hurt escaping a free rusher. Now, whose fault is that? I don't know and I don't care. That's what he's walking back into. That's the best argument that I can come up with is we right now have a track record of somebody that is not protected, whether that's in the pocket, outside, his fault, coach's fault, player's fault. I don't care.
Right.
He's been hurt so many times. He's taking too many hits. That has to change. And until I feel confident that that's not going to happen again, I maybe will hold off on playing him. That's the best argument.
Right.
I think.
The issue with the argument is that was one game where they had a high pressure rate like that. That has not been the norm this season. The Seahawks are really good, and it was a matchup that didn't go well, and he got pressured on half of the snaps, to your point. But that's not how the season's played out. This is not one of the worst pass protection offensive lines in the league. And then secondly, the free rusher, that was not a breakdown. That was not some situation where all of a sudden Josh Connerly forgot who he was blocking. That was the design of an RPO, where you're reading that guy to hand the ball to the guy going downhill or making the quick throw outside to Deebo Samuel or whatever. Now, he made an incredible play to make the guy miss, and you can, I have, take the play call to task, say that it shouldn't have been put in that predicament. But the idea that, like, he's been pressured on half of his dropbacks in other games or that's the norm this year, it just isn't.
It's not, but defenses are teeing off on them. Everything's downhill. Terrible defenses are getting right against them. It's a matter of time when everybody realizes there's no threat, and if you've got no outlets that scare anybody, there's going to be more free rushers, and it's not going
in
the opposite direction.
Yeah, football's going to happen. You got to play football. There's a football season that goes from September to January, and there's 17 games during it, and when you're healthy, you go out and you play football, and you get better, and you improve. If they had this, like, perilous offensive line situation, I would buy it. Like, Mike Shanahan, many, many years ago, back in...
It was the end of 13.
2013, yes.
Yeah. Didn't play Griffin because...
Benched Robert Griffin after 13 games. Now, what he said publicly was, we can't protect him. We don't want him to keep taking hits. Really, the problem at the time was actually that Griffin was taking hits by holding the ball, and they just... He had regressed to a point where they're like, he's not seeing it. He's taking too many shots. We got to get him out of there. But the public point was, and everyone took the meat and ate it, and it was delicious, was like, we're saving this guy and we're redshirting him for the rest of the season so that he goes into the offseason healthy, essentially. But really, they just benched him to try somebody else. But if we want to pretend like that was the reality of why they did it, that's kind of what people are looking for, I guess, is like, let's just sit him until the start of next season. Man, I don't know how you can watch this season play out and go, you know what would help him is to play less. After a summer where they opted not to have him throw a single pass in the preseason, where he's had Cliff talks about it every week. Not enough time in practice with his teammates. One of the biggest reasons for the offensive woes, basically. Now, will coming back for three or four games make him put him in a better spot going into year three? I don't know. I would think so. I think his development benefits from it. But, like, could he still have an incredible year three and start off fast and great in September of next year if he doesn't play again the rest of the way? That's very possible, too. I just don't know how much of a precedent there is and why that would be a hot-button thought that the healthy franchise quarterback should play in the games. And this is not a hypothetical of, like, a game at the end of the year. We're talking about if, let's say, in
a month plus, yeah.
Week 15 with, like, four games left, you can bring him back and he can get 16 developmental quarters of football in a fairly low-leverage way where the game result doesn't matter a ton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.